with just, in this case, a little over a day, technically 2 days left in session. Still a lot of issues out there that have been discussed or have been through a conference committee, and one of those, I know you've introduced one called a remonstrance that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, SRM1. Is there a new status update on that?
The status has changed. It's not where I would like it to be yet, Dean, but it has had a committee hearing, and it had actually been execed by the committee, was voted to pass. Now, the next step in any piece of legislation is then that the committee chairman must decide whether or not he or she will be turning that in to the president pro tem for it to be put on our Senate calendar. And at this point, the remonstrance has not been turned in, which means it either hasn't been asked for or has been willingly held. And I have not talked to Senator Richards, so I don't know what his plans are, whether he's going to maybe turn that in as late as possible so that we get, if we have time, we can bring it up. I know there are other things that in the Senate that we are working on that will probably take precedence since they would actually make new law. The remonstrance is more of a declaration of concerns. Those in leadership positions are having to decide what they'll do there, but it has seen the light of a committee hearing, and it has been voted on by that committee, successfully voted out of committee.
Arguably, one of the biggest issues this session, possibly in decades, has been the question of how to work with a sales tax and an income tax. In one case, an increase, in another case, a cut. That took two forms, one in the form of Senate Bill 26, the other in the form of House Bill 253. At the same time, and this came up again this week, is the idea of funding transportation and infrastructure progress for Missouri under Senate Joint Resolution 16, which essentially would go to the voters and let them decide if taxes should be raised to help pay for transportation.
Exactly. And I have opposed that bill. I opposed it when it left the Senate the first time, and frankly, did not believe that the support existed in the Missouri House to even take it up and send it back our way. So it was kind of a surprise to me when it did come back. I had been determined ever since it first came up that it was not good policy, and it would, in fact, was more likely to harm our state in the future than to benefit it. I understand the need for roads and bridges, but I think what we are doing with that is we're showing a real lack of consistent public policy, because the two bills that you mentioned have already been worked very diligently by Senator Krause. We were successful in sending to the governor's desk a tax reform package that over the next 10 years would reduce taxes by some estimates by up to $700 million. I don't know that it would be quite that much, but those are numbers that we're speculating anyway. So that's the highest number I've seen. So we're saying in a 10-year period, we're going to reduce the tax burden on Missourians by $700 million. Now we have before us a resolution that during that same 10 years, would increase the tax burden on Missourians by $8 billion. So it's hard for me to understand how, on the one hand, we can say tax cuts are good and they will boost the economy and we'll see growth like we've seen in Oklahoma, like we've seen in Kansas, as they reduce taxes and state revenues have increased, not decreased, and at the same time say we're going to more than tenfold increase taxes on Missourians. I just don't understand that, and I think it's a result of accepting the status quo and refusing to truly examine the harder issues of what would make Missourians more prosperous in the future.
Given the time that's been spent on transportation funding, we've known for better part of 10 years that the federal side of transportation funding was going to decrease by 2009, 2010, and it has. There have been countless committees, subcommittees, and groups looking into varying ways, aside from tax increases, to not only continue to keep the roads we have in shape, but build new ones down the proverbial road. Does it surprise or disappoint you that after all these studies have been done, all this talk has been conducted for a decade, it comes down to let's raise taxes?
I don't know that it should surprise me, because there's a tendency in politics to take the easy road if we think we can. It certainly disappoints me. And it disappoints me that there is such a conflict of position on some of this, the highway funding. If you look at the vote for SJR 16 when it first left the Senate and went to the House, you'll see that 14 Republicans voted for it. The rest of the Republicans, 10, voted against it. And you'll see that all the Democrats voted for it. If you look at public policy in general, the other issues that dramatically affect the construction of highways include labor law. We see states around us who are right-to-work states, and we are not. The regulatory environment. Missouri has one of the more severe regulatory environments in the country. We have states surrounding us that are not as severe in terms of regulation. You look at the status of our courts. Missouri is labeled by some court watchdogs as one of the worst places to engage in any kind of lawsuits for any kind of a plaintiff, that our courts are just very adversarial towards business, especially large business. All of those create costs that go into the estimated need for $8 billion over the next 10 years, $800 million a year. The changes in some of those, particularly labor law, could make a difference of hundreds of millions of dollars. What we've seen in terms of changing tax policy in surrounding states has made differences of hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know how to accurately predict the cost of an improved regulatory environment or court environment. We probably could generate numbers, at least estimates of those. Why aren't we addressing those? And the answer to that is the same 10 Democrats that stood up and voted for increasing taxes will stand up and vote against reforming labor or changing the adversarial regulatory environment that we have or addressing the courts. And I am very frustrated by that.